Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're talking about Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits by Greg Crabtree and Beverly Blair Harzik. Sophie, I have to ask, be honest, do you actually know if your business is profitable or do you just kind of hope it is?
Oh, I'm definitely in the hope camp. And that's exactly the problem Crabtree calls out. Most business owners are flying blind. They look at their bank account, see a positive number, and assume they're profitable. But that's not how it works.
Right. He says you have to separate yourself from the business. It's not an extension of your ego. It's an economic engine. And if it's not generating a return on the capital you've invested, it's not a business. It's a hobby.
That's a gut punch. But he's right. He defines something called true profit, which is net income plus owner's comp, interest, and non-cash charges like depreciation. That's the actual cash profit from operations. That's the number that matters.
Okay, so once you know your true profit, then what? He's got this ratio, the labor efficiency ratio, or LER.
Yeah, and he says it's the single most important number in the book. For service businesses, labor is the biggest expense. The LER is gross profit divided by total labor costs. And a healthy LER is between 1.25 and 1.40.
So for every dollar you spend on labor, you need to generate between $1.25 and $1.40 in gross profit. If you're below 1.25, you're labor heavy. Above 1.40, you're understaffed or overworking your team.
Exactly. It's like a thermostat. If it drifts out of that zone, you know something's off. Either your pricing is too low, your labor costs are too high, or your team is inefficient.
That leads to pricing. He's ruthless about this. He says most owners underprice out of fear. They charge just enough to cover costs and hope for the best.
And that's a recipe for mediocrity. He introduces the target labor burden. You calculate the fully loaded cost of an employee, salary, taxes, benefits, a portion of overhead. Then you figure out the minimum price you need to charge for that employee's time to hit your target LER.
So if an employee costs you $50 an hour fully loaded, and you want an LER of 1.35, you need to generate $67.50 in gross profit per hour from their work. That means you have to charge the client even more than that.
Right. He forces you to stop thinking about what the market will bear and start thinking about what the business needs. If the market won't pay that price, your business model is broken.
I love how he reframes overhead. Most people see it as a necessary evil, something to minimize. But he says overhead is the investment in infrastructure that makes your direct labor productive.
Exactly. The goal isn't to minimize overhead, it's to optimize it. He suggests tracking overhead as a percentage of gross profit, aiming for 30% to 40%. That gives you a clear target for how much you can invest in growth without destroying margins.
And then there's the owner's relationship with money. He's seen owners treat the business like a personal piggy bank. He says pay yourself a market rate salary, included in labor costs, and then take profit as a bonus or dividend.
That creates discipline. If the business can't afford to pay you a competitive salary and a reasonable profit, it's not viable. It forces you to think like an investor, not just a worker who happens to own the tools.
He also talks about growth being dangerous. Rapid growth consumes cash. He introduces the cash conversion cycle, the time it takes for a dollar spent to come back as cash from a client.
In a service business, that cycle can be long. You pay employees every 2 weeks, but you might wait 60 days for payment. He gives practical advice to shorten it, require deposits, bill more frequently, offer discounts for early payment.
What I really appreciate is his focus on simplicity. He's not into complex spreadsheets. He wants you to have a one-page dashboard with just a handful of numbers: revenue, gross profit margin, LER, overhead percentage, and true profit.
If you track those every month, you'll see problems before they become crises. You'll know exactly which lever to pull. If LER is low, raise prices or improve efficiency. If overhead is high, cut costs. It's a closed-loop system.
He also addresses the emotional side. A lot of owners started their business because they love the craft, not the numbers. But ignoring the numbers is like driving with your eyes closed.
He encourages you to develop a healthy relationship with your financial data. Hire a good bookkeeper. Use simple software. Schedule a monthly meeting to review the dashboard. Don't fear it.
There's also the rule of 40%. He says a healthy business should have a true profit margin of at least 40% of gross profit. That's a high bar, but achievable with the right pricing and efficiency.
That becomes a target for every decision. Will this hire help us hit 40% or push us away? It's a clear standard.
All right, my takeaway. I'm going to calculate my LER this week. I've never done that. It's such a simple number, but it tells you so much.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. At its heart, this book is about taking control. Stop hoping, start measuring. Build a business that serves your life, not the other way around. We'll see you in the next one.